What's up, Dr. Clipshits? It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
Clipshits?
Yeah, like Lipshits, the doctor from Rugrats.
Oh, God. Okay, yeah, I went the other way with it.
No, I'm not talking about...
We don't talk
fecal things on this podcast.
I was like, you're coming in hard.
No, this podcast is nothing like that. This is a Clippers podcast. We're Locked On Clippers.
We absolutely are.
Part of the Locked On NBA Network. I'm joined, as I am every Monday through Friday, by my best friend.
I am positive Chuck Mockler.
And we got a heck of a show lined up for you today. We're going to start things off with a little bit of a preview for tonight's action against the Warriors.
Oof.
Real nervous about this one.
Trying to stay positive.
Real nervous about this one. Luckily, both times we played them, we did come out with a dub in OT on one.
Yeah.
And then the second game was very close.
Very, very close.
Despite, I think in that game that we lost, Steph Curry had like 41. Anyways, so we're going to give you some keys to victory and what we need to do to win, dive into some matchups, and then we're going to get into... So a little bit of just like kind of culture talk, trade talk.
Yeah.
We know you guys love the trades.
If
you got any hot takes, don't hesitate to send them our way. We love talking trades. We love talking free agency. We love talking whatever you want to hear. And then we're going to wrap things up today with our regular Friday segment,
is
Pacific Division rankings. Not a whole lot of movement there, but we still,
it's an angry week this week for me, for my rankings.
Definitely. And then we got our Love, Marry, Kill. This one is a definite positive Chuck Mockler one.
Yeah.
And it is the Staples Arena food options.
Yeah. There's some room for debate.
So all that and more coming up right about now.
So we do play the Warriors tonight. This could get ugly.
Oh, yeah.
We're not really coming in. We're limping into this matchup, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
We're on a 4-game losing streak.
But maybe that's just what we need. Like, maybe that's just the right fire to come in against this matchup. I do feel like I don't feel like this is a rivalry anymore.
Just because they're so much better than we are?
The Warriors are just in a different tier.
Yeah.
But I do feel like everybody on the team, even though there's no real remnants from Lob City, I still feel like everybody on the team plays like this is still a rivalry.
Definitely. I think they reserve all their hatred for CP3 and Blake just for any time they play the Clippers.
Definitely.
This one was kind of a rough preview to write, just looking at the last game, we shot incredibly.
Yeah.
We shot, for what we need to do to win, I put down the note, we should shoot 78% from three and 58% from the field. Oh, we did that last time and we still lost.
Yeah. Yeah, the starters actually shot for 88% from three, which is insane.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And we took, how many threes did we take? I think it was right around our average.
Let me double check that. Sorry, guys.
It wasn't because I know they took like 42 or something like that.
We took... Was this all periods? We took... we took about 25, yeah.
Yeah, so like we took 25, which is cool, I guess. Shot 80%. Lost by two.
Yeah.
Avery Bradley had a sweet dunk.
Yeah.
He actually played well in that game.
Yeah, he finished with in the loss, he finished with 12 points, 3 boards, and 2 assists. And then in the victory...
what do you have, like -2, -1?
That
half?
Was... I believe that was during his...
injury?
His short injury time.
Probably. That sounds about right.
Because I'm not seeing him listed here on stats.nba.
Yeah.
But Shea actually had a really great game that first down, and he finished with 18-5-3.
That would be great to see tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. He played 40 minutes in that one, and I don't think that we're going to see him play anywhere near that.
With the way things have been going, I don't think so. So last time we shot 78% from three and 58% from the field, and we lost. So I think this time we need to shoot 85% from three and 98% from the field.
Definitely.
I think that's sustainable numbers. I think it's something we can for sure do. We're at home. Your field goal percentage gets boosted a little bit. Why not boost it up to 98%?
Oh, yeah. Definitely possible. The Tobias cushion was in full effect in the loss. They combined for 57.
Damn.
They're going to really need to be feeling it again. In order to win this game. I think that this matchup is somewhat favorable for these guys, mainly just due to their size.
Yeah, I can see that.
But a lot of it is going to come down to moving the ball and creating open looks. Weirdly enough, we've had exactly 23 assists in both outings with the Warriors.
That's curious.
One time we did out-assist them. I believe that was in the loss. And then they outpassed us in our victory. So
we have a backwards-ass team right now.
I know. Like. Not really a whole lot positive to go on there. I mean, it just seems kind of like an oddity. But, you know, we got to move the ball around. We got to create good shots.
Yeah, I think Lou has to play at least 30 minutes for us to have a chance in this game. If he's feeling it.
Agreed. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see with Boogie back how they end up staggering what would be their starting five.
Yeah, because Steve Kerr actually had a quote about that. 1 second. So sorry. He said, there's no minutes restriction, but we're going to play him in short bursts. He's coming off a year-long absence from a major injury, so we can't overstate what this guy's coming back from. I don't think he's going to play that much. I wouldn't be surprised if he played, like, 9 minutes.
Yeah.
Because they could just be shellacking us.
And honestly,
so it's like, why even put the guy out there?
Yeah, and honestly, at this point in the season, there's just no reason to have all five of those guys on the floor really at once.
There's no point. Unless they want to embarrass us.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I don't think will happen. Because we're like a team of good guys now.
Yeah.
Except for Beverly and Steph, who kind of got into it.
Definitely.
I think Lou and Trez are going to have to combine for like 50.
Yeah.
For us to compete.
And I believe they have, let's see, I believe they have in both of our other ones. So they combined for 38 in the loss. And I believe they did combine for 50 in the victory. Not... just shy, 48.
So I think right around there, got to be 45.
It's got to be 45.
We need a combined 90 from Tobio and Lou and Trez.
Yeah.
Probably, right?
Absolutely.
We got to try and disrupt their passing and try not to foul.
Yeah.
So last time the Warriors had 7 turnovers and took 36 free throws to our 29.
Yeah. I hope that it can be better than that. Mm-hmm. I'm not really guaranteeing anything.
No. I mean, we need to slow this game down and just, like, we need Gallo and Lou to lean into every single person within a 2-foot vicinity of them on every shot.
Yeah.
Those are the only two guys who willingly try and seem to get to the line. So they both have to be doing the most. It's not going to be pretty, I don't think, if we're winning. If we win this game, it will not be pretty.
Yeah, I agree. I think that this is the overarching thing of what we need to do to win is just slow this game down and control the tempo.
Yeah.
If we can limit the amount of possessions, that can kind of cover up for, you know, the more elite stature of their team versus ours.
Yeah, let's get into what could go wrong. I don't think anything, really. I think we're fine. Boogie in the limited minutes he plays, you know, we've seen this movie before.
Yeah.
Elite center versus our team.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great warm-up game for him, I guess.
100%. Like, 100%. We'll dig into this a little bit more in our matchups, the whole Boogie problem. But, the offense is like, you know, they can't have another night where they're like really struggling to create shots.
It's been trending downwards so hard these last week and a half.
Yeah. We gotta get out there. We gotta be able to move the ball. I think that this part of this is gonna come down to Doc too, and like, just, you know, maybe not waiting for the starters or waiting for some of these people to get tempo together. I know that like sometimes you got to play through stuff.
But if it's not
like,
working, you're saying just switch it out.
Yeah.
Because against the Warriors, you've like at that point, you've kind of already lost.
They're just not a team that you really get to figure out a tempo to.
No. Yeah, you can't feel out the game against the Warriors.
Yeah. So like if a lineup isn't working, I just feel like you're trying to jam a square peg into a round hole.
Yeah.
Like it's, you know, it's going to be, it's like the Boban situation where it's kind of apparent when something isn't working, you got to change it. You know, there's just not enough time to wait.
Yeah, I never really want it to come down to coaching.
Yeah.
Currently, like today,
yeah.
I don't want it to come down to coaching at all. I'm really excited to see what adjustments he's going to make. I hope he makes some adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope something happens. Nothing could go wrong. Steph, Clay, or Durant could just go crazy. Steph had 42 last time. Durant had 35.
Yeah.
Like, Clay didn't have that good of a game. He got dunked on by Bradley, so he might be pissed off. Could be bad. All three of these guys could put up 35.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
I mean, as we all know. So let's get into those matchups. Let's talk about that Boogie Cousins situation.
Yeah, definitely.
Could we see some Boban tonight on him, do you think?
I think that it's a smart idea.
Yeah.
I think that...
It's rare that we've had these two games that kind of go back-to-back where it's like, well, Boban could be a viable option.
Definitely. I think that it'll be... You know, he is kind of a perplexing problem, and if you're still kind of getting your feet maybe back under you, I think that that will be irritating.
Yeah, because you're just like, well, how is... You know, it's lame, but it's like, how is this guy so big? How come I can't see anything?
Yeah.
DeMarcus Cousins is not used to being the smaller guy.
Well, and guys who are fresh back from an injury tend to play with, like, a kind of anxiety. There's, like...
They're kind of timid.
Yeah, they're kind of... Well, they're kind of timid, and then they also are just trying to do everything.
For sure.
Like, he's going to try to do the most, and it's like that thing of when it's your first week in a new job, and you're like, oh, yeah, I can take on any responsibility. Yeah. I can do
whatever.
I'll
let it that.
So that, like... That does play into it, and I think that Boban is like maybe a solid foil to exploiting that kind of anxiety or that kind of like unnatural play
jitteriness.
Yeah,
that comes back. Yeah, and then I think, you know, we're probably going to start Gortat, which does make the most sense right in the beginning, and then I'm hoping Trez's peskiness can maybe get into DeMarcus's head.
Yeah,
it'd be nice to bait him into a tech or something like that.
Yeah.
I know that shouldn't be the strategy, but like we're playing Golden State.
Definitely.
Let us do our thing. Bench versus a blowout.
Yeah, this is
going to
be so huge. This is going to be so huge. So in both games, our bench has really been able to thrive. In the loss, we outscored them 53-19.
Yeah.
And in the victory, our bench was a little bit closer, but still they put up 56 points to Golden State's 39. So we can pretty comfortably guarantee 50 on our bench, I think. It has to be maybe 60 in this one.
Oh, yeah. I was like, we need 50 just from two guys tonight.
Yeah.
So I want to see, I mean, we're going to see Ty Wall.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ty Wall. Been playing fantastic.
I'd like to see, this matchup isn't even like on the notes, but I'm curious
to see. Well, you're going off book, bro.
I'm curious to see how Ty Wall could look against like a Clay.
Oh, I like that. That's a spicy matchup.
I mean, he's got some size.
He's a good defender.
He's a pretty solid defender.
Dogged defender.
Yeah. He can play smart.
Yeah. I would like to see that. I think we will see that. I think we're going to see a bunch of weird matchups tonight because we might be down. It's just going to be like throw a dart.
Yeah.
See what sticks. Patrick Beverley is going to be crucial. If his playmaking is on point, that's really going to help us out.
Mm-hmm.
He has been shooting really great from three.
Yeah.
I mean, save for the past couple games. But Mike Scott is another guy where I'm like, man, if you want a breakout game, tonight's the perfect night to do it.
This is the one.
This is the chance, dude.
Yeah.
Steph versus Avery Bradley. So since Doc insists on Avery Bradley getting more time than almost anyone, he also said that Bradley and Beverly need more time together on the court, which is like, okay, man, we've done this. We've done this before.
Yeah.
Maybe
with the addition of a third guard.
Yeah, can we run six guys?
Like maybe if Lou Will is out there too, that works.
Can you run six guys if one guy is in a permanent piggyback anytime he's on the floor of another guy? As long as their feet aren't on the ground, I feel like it's legit.
That's fair play.
That's where I'm from. That's fair play. So last time we played, Steph was guarded by Avery Bradley in 44 possessions. Steph had 23 points on 70% shooting.
Yikes.
Over half of his 42. AB did his best to match Steph's output, but came up just short, posting 6 points and 2 of 3 shooting. I couldn't help myself.
Man. Truly depressing.
But yeah, so we're going to see AB on, or Steph on AB, and vice versa. So like, I just guess I hope Bradley's locked in.
Yeah.
Or I hope it's Beverly. Beverly on Steph is an annoying thing because Beverly rubs Steph the wrong way.
I know. I agree. I actually like that matchup better.
Yeah,
I know it won't happen, but I would love to see a starting lineup of Shea and Beverly tonight.
Yeah. Man, that'd be so sweet. What's your prediction for this game?
I think it's going to go down. I mean, if we can play the game that we want to play, I think that we can keep it close.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say 118, 121, probably Warriors.
Yeah. I'm going the opposite route. I'm not as positive Chuck Mockler.
Okay.
I'm going 135, 115 Warriors.
Oh.
I think we have another 20-point loss.
You think it's going to be another blowout?
I hope I'm wrong. I mean, you know, like, this was a hard, because this is also a game, too, where, like, we could just do one of those random things where it's like, oh, the Clippers won.
Yeah.
Like, so everything could just click.
It'd be awesome. It'd be awesome.
It'd be fantastic.
It'd be awesome. I just don't know. There's just a lot that we have to do right after a stretch of games where we haven't really been playing the right way.
And if we do lose, I hope it's close. I hope we go into some fire against this, like, weird Texas matchups we got with the Mavs and the Spurs.
Yeah.
Guys, that was our game preview. If you have any predictions, get at us on Twitter, at Locked On Clips. Coming up, we'll be talking some trade talk, some culture stuff. But first, if you're not following Locked On Net on Twitter and Instagram, get at those accounts. It is fantastic. You get everything aggregated in one spot. It's really cool. The Instagram stories are great for kind of breaking news and stuff like that. So this is kind of just like, I guess, a loose trade talk Clippers culture segment.
I'm here for it.
There's a really good article on Clipperholics a few days ago that had a couple trade situations, and there's a quote from Keith Smith, who said teams that are most teams that are most active in trying to acquire help: Philadelphia, Brooklyn, Orlando, Sacramento, Houston, New Orleans, and the Los Angeles Clippers all have been coming up regularly as gauging who might be available to acquire via trade or after a buyout. So it seems like we might be active in the trade market.
Yeah.
Right now, there was an interesting one posted: Gortat for Robin Lopez straight up.
Okay.
Works as a trade. All the salaries match up. Like,
it's pretty good.
I would be into that. I think Robin Lopez, he's a better playmaker than Gortat.
Yeah.
He's not some elite, you know, we're not saying he's Jokic or anything like that. He's a better playmaker.
I feel like we got a better shot to maybe grab the other Lopez this summer, too.
Yeah, you love Brooke. Yeah, get the brothers back together.
Why not?
Twinsies? But that would be a really cool trade. He's a good locker room guy.
Definitely.
You know, like he hasn't enjoyed playing in Chicago or not playing in Chicago, but I think he's been pretty cordial about it.
Yeah.
He hasn't disrupted. He hasn't, you know, been a dick or like
tweet,
you know, subtweet or anything like that. Just been an interesting trade. I would rather have them Gortat, obviously.
Hasn't been in a like great situation. I like players like that because they're always hungry.
Yeah, they're like, I just want to play.
So long as they haven't gotten like bad habits instilled into them, I feel like players who get traded out of a situation on a tanking team are, they're generally pretty good. Like,
yeah.
They're poised to have a better year.
Well, and this isn't necessarily the same with the tanking situation, but you look at Kelly Oubre.
Yeah.
Who's thriving in Phoenix.
Definitely.
The issue, though, is Robin Lopez has just stated he wants to go to the Warriors.
What are you going to
do? Which sucks. But the Bulls don't want to do a buyout because they also kind of want to prevent that, which shout out to the Bulls for trying to prevent further domination by the Warriors. Another trade in here. This one had a little bit of spice to it.
All right. What do you got?
So, Vooch and Terrence Ross.
All right.
From the Orlando Magic.
Of course.
For Gallinari, Sundarius, and a 2022 first. Do you pull the trigger on that trade?
You know what? I like it.
It's an interesting trade.
I like it. And let me tell you why. my opinion.
You're like writing a high school paper.
Here's my opinion.
The American Revolution.
I like that this takes care of a little bit of the logjam we have in the front court.
Okay.
With two guys who are power forward sized. I love Gallo. I would cry every day after he left.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I think Vooch at the five spot is great. We keep talking about wanting an all-star, and I feel like he is like so close.
He's
to
the all-star the Clippers will get. He's the type of guy where it's like not a complete 100% all-star, but
100%.
Like if you're a basketball nerd, he should be an all-star.
100%. Yeah, so we got Big Vooch at the five. We can move Tobias to the four, which I think is a little bit more natural for
him. All right.
His rebounding
would be good there.
Now, hang on for this one, guys.
Okay.
At the three,
who we got?
This gives us a little versatility to try out my man, Ty Wall.
That would be nice.
Ty Wall in the starting lineup, and then we can play Terrence Ross at the two and Shea at the one.
That would be a fun lineup.
Offensively, already a huge improvement.
Yeah, no shit.
Defensively, you know, maybe it suffers a little bit in the backcourt.
Yeah.
But having a traditional center, I don't think is to be underestimated, especially for us, you know?
And Vooch is a guy who can play with a bunch of different lineups.
Yeah.
He's a versatile guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this trade too. It's kind of an interesting situation, though.
I feel like, I mean, other than contract-wise, I feel like the Magic are a little bit getting fleeced in this deal.
Yeah, absolutely. They do get the pick, which is nice. But so here's the other thing, too. We're not competing for a championship this year.
Yeah.
So it would be weird to kind of just have Vooch to just, like, make a ruckus in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then have him leave. We'd have to sign. It seems like we would have to sign him to a longer deal after this. Because why, you know, middling playoff teams don't usually rent players for a middling playoff rent. Like, what's the point of being like, you know, we're not beating Golden State in a 7-game series. We're not beating the Rockets in a 7-game series. We're probably not beating the Thunder in a 7-game series.
Definitely.
Right? Today, I should say. And so, like, it would just be kind of odd to be like, well, that was fun. Remember those 3.5 months where Vooch played for us?
Yeah. I mean,
because he might be a max guy, too.
Yeah.
Would you spend a max on Vooch?
Like the full max, like the 160 or whatever?
I think it's 144.
144 for four?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's so much money.
Good
But you know what?
Position of need, though.
How
I'm not saying yes or no. I'm kind of working out in my brain right now, but that's a position of need.
How old is Vooch?
19. No.
Let's see real quick. Sorry about this, guys.
No worries.
So Nikola Vucevic
is currently
28. You know, I don't hate that.
I'm not mad at that.
I don't really hate that deal.
Mm-mm. I'm sitting back in my chair right now thinking about it.
I mean, he's averaging right now 20, 12, and 4.
Yeah.
And
that's better than almost anyone on our team.
Yeah, and he is...
he's having a career year from three.
Yeah, I mean, he's making 13 mil this year.
So he's probably a max guy next year.
Pretty close.
Pretty damn close. Yeah. I would rather give him a max contract than Tobias.
I bet, though, that he could be talked into playing, maybe taking a bit of a pay cut for a team that's going to get a lot more wins than he's gotten with the Magic.
Yeah. Man, you imagine we got KD and Vooch? That'd be nasty.
That'd be wild.
Ooh, that would be sweet. That would be, I think that's a more realistic version of a pipe dream than the two
definitely
max player situation that some people think we're going to get.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was an interesting trade. Shout out to Clipperholics for that good piece. They had a couple other trades in there, but I really like that one.
I mean, we won't do it. I don't think that we do anything at this deadline, but
yeah,
it's cool to think about.
I think if we do, it might actually involve Gallo.
Possibly. I mean, he's playing out of his mind.
It just have to be in a package.
You
got to
sell high. Yeah.
You really got to sell high. Leverage everything you can get from there. Kind of just shifting into some culture talk really quick. I hope we don't lose the two games after this one.
Yeah.
Someone had a question on Twitter. They said, would you rather win this game if it meant losing the next three? And I said, no.
Yeah, man.
Because we got the next three, I don't know if this is an order. It goes Mavs, Heat, Spurs. We might go Spurs, Mavs, then Heat. We can win two or three out of three of those.
Yeah.
We absolutely can.
Definitely.
It'd be a nice way to right the ship.
It would be.
We might lose six in a row and then win the next two. We might lose to the Warriors, lose to the Spurs, beat the Mavs, beat the Heat. Then we play the Bulls.
Yeah.
Man. This tough stretch. Tough stretch right now. Then we play the Hawks a little bit later. I don't know. You got any other culture stuff you want to talk about?
No, I mean, I guess we talked about it a little bit up top, but like the chemistry has looked a little off for the team as of late.
Yeah, I'm hoping they all went and got like Dave's Hot Chicken or something and kind of just laughing about everything today.
Yeah.
Like they had an off day yesterday.
Yeah, and I mean, we've seen it like on both sides of the floor. You know, Doc commented a little bit that like guys aren't communicating on switches and stuff as well. Even the offense looks like it's not always the high efficiency machine that we've seen it be before.
Yeah. Let's hope they can figure it out tonight. Let's hope we see some more positives than negatives tonight.
Yeah, definitely.
Even if we lose, I think there will be some positives.
I hope it's at least an encouraging loss if we do end up losing.
We are the league. Dude, if you made the playoffs off encouraging losses, we'd be the number one seed. Like, 100%. Coming up after this break, oh man, we are be doing some Pacific Division rankings and everybody's favorite game,
Love, Marry, Kill. All right, so Pacific Division, we don't have a whole lot of we don't have like any differences in our things.
No. Who's number one for you?
So number one is the Warriors.
Yeah.
They rightfully took back their number one spot.
They won six in a row. What did I have them? Didn't I have them some crazy number last week? Didn't I have them like fourth or something?
The other week, you did something insane.
I had lunatic rankings last week. It might be, man, I might have cursed us.
Yeah.
All right, so you got Warriors then. Who do you got?
I mean, I got to go Clippers still.
Same here.
They have the best division record.
Which some say is more important. I can't even finish that.
So, yeah, I mean, some would say this is a Pacific Division power ranking. Yeah,
so,
there's
actually
a legitimate argument.
Heard of it? Yeah, I have them too. Just, you know, love the team. Really sucking right now.
Yeah, we're really kind of tumbling.
We're not saying burn it down. That's one thing I kind of have an issue with right now is that there's a lot of people who are, it's so heads or tails.
Yeah.
It's so just like, we're winning or we got to burn the whole thing down. It's like, man, there are shades of gray.
There's not much more to burn down than what's going to burn down this summer.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we don't have any money on the books.
I would say this summer we're doing a bit of a controlled burn.
Yes.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I like that term, actually. Controlled burn. All right, who do you have third?
It's sister team.
What
gotta
up,
go
Kings? Mi hermana. I want Bogdan on our team. I know it won't happen.
Yeah.
But he would be...
They're holding on to Bogdan.
He'd be amazing on
our team. No, the Kings are looking really good. I think they're like a half a game out of a playoff spot.
God, I know they might be a low playoff seed, but like I wouldn't be surprised if they just ruined someone's year.
I mean, the way the Kings play, if they can, you know, maintain this sort of pace and clip...
Which they can because they're young, dude. So,
yeah.
Like,
going
except
into,
for, you
like,
know, Shump and those guys.
Going into the playoffs, I mean, that's just not a fun team to play.
No. If you get caught lacking at the gas station,
yeah,
which you might against this Kings
team, you're
going
to get pulled up on.
And they're going to win. They'll win. They could win two playoff games at home.
Yeah.
Sacramento would be crazy if they made the playoffs. All right, who do you got in the fourth spot?
Fourth spot. I mean, like, there's only one option.
Lakers.
Yeah.
LeBron's never going to come back. I think they're going to shut him down for the rest of the year.
Wow.
No, there was some stuff about his groin, how it might be a tendon instead of a muscle.
Oh, that would
which is a much bigger deal.
That would suck.
So,
is this already going to be his longest injury of his career?
I think it is.
Wow.
I think I read a thing too that the Lakers have won more games without LeBron than this year than the Cavs did in 3 years. they beat the Thunder last night, so
good for them.
Cool. And then in the last spot, the Suns.
My Suns.
Stupid Suns.
What have you done?
I wish Phoenix didn't have a team.
yeah, they're. I mean,
old Robert Sarver.
They could do something. They could maybe try to do something crazy before the trade deadline.
Trade Booker. They're such
wild.
A poorly run franchise.
That'd
they
be
might
so
do that.
So wild.
We'll trade Ayton for a 2024 first round pick. Should we get into everyone's favorite game?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, guys. Welcome to Love, Marry, Kill, Chuck Edition, where we're going to be loving, marrying, and killing Clippers Staples Center food options of the eligible bachelors or bachelorettes, depending, you know, which way you want to roll.
Yeah.
Ludo Bird Chicken Sandwich.
All right.
Wetzel's Pretzels Bites, not the pretzel.
Yeah, you got to go the bag of bites.
Got to go the bag of bites if you're looking for a deal. Chicken strips.
From where?
Just the Reggie chicken strips.
Oh, okay.
At like the Food Mart stand or whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
And then I think you added this one, McDonald's. All right, so I'm loving the Ludo Bird Sandwich.
Okay.
I really like it. Don't get it every time, though.
That's fair. Sometimes the line is too long.
The line's too long. I don't want to put forth that much time and effort into something. You know, I like it. It's a fun time, but we're just having fun. I want to pick my spots.
Yeah, that's fair.
With this one. I'm marrying the Wetzel's Pretzel Bites.
Oh, wow.
Best deal.
Yeah.
Soaks up the beer.
That's true.
Because you're just eating basically a loaf and a half of bread.
So salty.
So salty.
Are you going, does this come with sauce?
Yeah, you're getting cheese with this one.
Okay.
So I'm marrying that situation.
Okay.
Regular cheese, not jalapeno.
Because I'm saying
cheese.
No sauce is
sauce.
Man, that's out for me.
No sauce, then you're just a masochist.
It's
if you're eating
so dry.
If you're eating a bag of dough with no that's what it is basically.
Yeah.
And then I'm killing McDonald's.
All right. That's respectable.
I have a belief that chain restaurants should not be involved in stadiums. I like it when it's like stadium food or something like that, because it makes me feel like I'm out of regular life.
That's fair.
I see McDonald's everywhere. It's also, if you're going to McDonald's at a stadium, you're a millionaire because you're spending so much more for McDonald's.
I know. I love how everyone is always complaining would. That McDonald's is more expensive when you're at the stadium.
Of course
or the airport.
It is.
Of course it is, man.
They got a professional basketball team or planes to run. They need to make money.
Yeah.
All right. Who are you loving, marrying, and killing?
Oh, man. This is a tough one.
See? Fun, but difficult.
I guess I'm loving the Wetzel's Pretzels Bites.
Okay. Not every time.
They're good. I mean, they're fine.
Okay.
I don't know if they're good enough for me to like commit long
term. Settle down.
Yeah.
I think I marry them because I usually have two beers at a game.
Oh, that's
when you've
fair.
Had two beers, you need
I mean, I think they're all right. I'm not trying to meet their parents.
For sure. That's how I feel about the Ludo Bird. I don't think they'd like me. They're too fancy. I can't afford to be with this sandwich.
Marion, I'm pulling out my own here. I'm marrying just a Modelo.
Damn.
Just a Modelo. I think over any food, I'll just go a beer.
What about a Bud Heavy?
Bud Heavy.
We're big fans of the Bud Heavy.
I'll just say Pilsner. Any Pilsner, all I'm right. taking it. I'm not a Goose Island guy at a stadium.
Get
I hate
here.
That.
Give me a red Bud Heavy aluminum bottle.
Yeah.
That somehow they think is safer than a glass bottle.
All right. From that thing that's like a corner store inside a Staples.
Yeah, but way more expensive. All right. What are you killing?
I'm killing generic chicken strips. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
Let me tell you why.
Okay,
let me tell you
bro.
Why. Here.
I'm adopting the chicken strips.
I love chicken strips. And I think the chicken strips at Staples are perfectly serviceable.
Yeah.
The issue is all their sauces suck.
The sauce is bad.
Sauces are too bad. I got to kill it off, man. I'm not. If you haven't picked up yet on this podcast, I'm a saucy guy. You know, dry strips.
I don't think we've ever talked about sauce before, but I respect that. That's a good. I like that. I like the Modelo as the Mary.
Yeah,
I could go for a Modelo right now.
I mean, I'm drinking one right now.
I might have a couple Modelos after this game, depending on how it goes. Shout out to anyone out there who's watch is set to Modelo talk. We're big food comedy fans on the Lockdown Clippers. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We are off to celebrate Will's girlfriend's birthday this weekend, so we won't be doing a live stream.
I'm not even sure if I'm going to be able to watch the game tonight.
Yeah, so watch, yell at your TV, yell things we would yell. We are here Monday through Friday for you guys. Locked On Clippers, Locked On Podcast Network. Please rate, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. On Monday, we're going to have a recap of the hopeful victory against the Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, some Clippers talk, some Freshies talk, what we like, what we want to see.
Death.
Yeah, guys, I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. Thanks for tuning in, guys.